Well, while we wait, we'll get started prepping this men's game, and there are so many storylines, so much to prep for this men's contest. Both these teams were teams that were doubted. Last season, Dort College had five strong seniors that graduated. They combined for 57 points per game. And last season, Briarcliff had four seniors totaling 40 points per game. All that is gone for both these teams, but they have still managed to stay in the upper tier of this GPAC conference. Dort College, 10-1, 3-0 in the GPAC. Briarcliff, 8-3, 4-0 in the GPAC. They played one more conference game. Dort looking to hop them tonight with a victory on this home court where they have beaten Briarcliff the past three seasons. They've won five of the last 10 against the Chargers, and they have two playoff wins in the last 3 years against these Chargers as well. They have not lost a regular season home game on this court in the last 28 tries. Their last loss was against Sioux Falls, South Dakota, University of Sioux Falls, back when they were an NAIA team, and that came in 2011, late in the season. Valentine's Day, in fact. Briarcliff is led into battle by Zach Otting, the junior. Now, this team doesn't have any seniors. Their juniors are the leaders. Otting, 21.3 points per game. That is second in the conference in scoring. And Clayton Harold, another phenomenal young player. He is a sophomore, 6'2", 184, comes out of Williams, Iowa. And he averages 16.5 points per game. Those are their top two scoring threats. Harold, in the conference season, has averaged nearly 20 points per game. Minutes away from the men's half of our doubleheader in what is going to be about a 35-minute late start due to the drama going on in the women's game as Briarcliff comes out of the locker room taking the floor now. The student section is going to be jacked up plenty for this one after waiting for a good two and a half hours through that women's game. They are on their feet and ready to get in the heads of these Briarcliff players, a team that has not won here in quite some time. The past two seasons, Dort has beaten Briarcliff here three times, including a quarterfinal playoff victory. Three seasons ago, Dort beat Briarcliff on their home floor in the GPAC quarterfinals as well. This is actually a 46-year rivalry between these two squads. Dort has defeated Briarcliff 20 out of 38 times in this building, but overall, Briarcliff winning the all-time series 46-53. But again, Dort with a 28-game regular season home winning streak on the line, and they won't see many tougher tests than this. And with a lot of freshmen on this Dort College roster, eight of them, this will be a great test to see how wide-eyed they will be in really their most competitive game here at home this year. Dort has played three home games. They took on Doan at home and beat them fairly handily, a 14-point drubbing in the home opener. And then over Thanksgiving break, two home games in the Holiday Classic against AIB and Central, a D3 team. Dort won a pair of 22-point games. But this, a Wednesday night primetime packed house atmosphere, plenty of fans coming from Sioux City. There will be noise being made from both sides. And Dort, who plays freshmen very willingly, they've got Alex Terpstra, Brian Sumner, Dalton Frank in a starter. How will they respond to this atmosphere? We'll find out in a matter of seconds in what should be a thoroughly entertaining basketball team game between two undefeated conference teams. Should be a world of fun. 30 seconds away from the lineups and the anthem here from DeWitt Gymnasium. Defenders coached by Ross Dalma in his fifth season, 107-35 all-time record, got his 100th win earlier this year. Briarcliff coached by Nick Nelson in his third season. We will now pause for the singing of our national anthem. beautiful anthem being sung by a pair of Dort students. And now the Chargers will be introduced. Shane Graves, the first player announced. Where's the number five? He's a 5'11 guard, weighs 140 pounds, a freshman starter from Sioux City, Iowa. Clay Harold, their second leading scorer. Harold has had a phenomenal year thus far. 12th in scoring in the GPAC. This team has two of the top 12. Another one, Zach Odding. He's second in scoring. A 6'4", 172 junior from Piosta, Iowa. Kale Wetfeld is a 6'3 guard, 177. Sophomore from North Bend, Nebraska. And Ricky Williams, the big man, 6'7", 260. A freshman from Carson, Iowa. And now, as you hear the fans roar, your Dort defenders introduced. Nathan Rindles, the sophomore, wears the number 15, scores 8.2 per game. Austin Kachi, 6'4 guard out of Orange City, Iowa, wears number 21, Kachi averaging 13.5 per game. Dalton Franken, the freshman out of Atlantic, Iowa, stands 6'5, he scores 14.3 per contest. Tyler Waltersdorf, 6'5 guard junior from Sioux Center, averages 11.5. And Kyle Lindberg averages a double-double, 19 points, 10 rebounds. And now let's listen to the Dort student section as they tell us who they think is going to win this game. Almost gives you chills. Dort College in their home whites, gold trim. Briarcliff in their road blue on blues, yellow and white lettering and trim. They will be moving left to right. Dort moving right to left. Kyle Lindberg will be jumping it against Ricky Williams. Lindberg 6'7 against the 6'7 Williams. Tip is won by Dort College, and off we go in the biggest GPAC game so far this season. Dalton Franken pulls up top of the key, goes to Waltersdorf. Now Lindberg down low. He draws a double team. That's what they'll do against Lindberg, who's averaging a double-double this year. Franken, a shot from the free throw line, no good, but an offensive board is taken by Lindberg off the carom. Now he spins to his left and draws a foul inside against Kale Wetfeld. Kale Wetfeld averaging 6.9 points per game. Where's number 11? He drew the foul, and now Lindberg heads to the line. Lindberg misses the first free throw on the season. Kyle shooting 61%, an area he wishes to improve because he's had a lot of opportunities this season working extensively down low on those blocks. Lindberg has really added the back-to-the-basket move to his repertoire. Ricky Williams enters the pass in, and it's taken by Clay Harold. Gives it back to Shane Graves, the freshman playing in probably the fiercest environment he's seen as a collegiate player. Now at the elbow, moving to his left is Zach Odding. Bank shot, no good. Offensive rebound by Ricky Williams at the free throw line. Passes off toward Graves. Graves moves to his left, hands the ball off toward Wetfeld. Wetfeld gives it now to the corner, spinning inside. There's Wetfeld again. They swing it to Graves. Graves defended by Rindles. Moves inside to Williams. He stands 6'7". He's defended by Waltersdorf, and he lays it in. A bit of a weight mismatch there between Williams and Waltersdorf. Ricky Williams, averaging 4.9 per contest, scores the bucket. They'll probably try to go inside quite a bit against the smaller defenders. Tyler Waltersdorf drives the lane on the other end and converts. 3-2, Dort on top early. Waltersdorf, younger brother of Tyler Waltersdorf, the four-year starter for Dort College, has nearly 2,000 points in his Dort career. Ball controlled on the right side by Graves. Graves goes to the right side, and the big man Williams strokes a shot from the perimeter. Who knew that Williams had the range? And it's 4-3 as Nathan Rindles off the right wing bounces inside and scores off a nifty jump stop. Nathan Rindles, the sophomore point guard, replacing Cliff Warner, who graduated. scores to give Dort a 5-4 lead. We've got a three from the corner by Briarcliff, a rapid fire. Opening couple minutes, Clay Harold with the triple. 7-5. Dort trails by two early on. Walterdorf controls left wing, defended by Williams. Skip pass caught by Rindles over to Franken for a three from the corner. Off the front rim, no. Boarded by Kale Wetfeld, and Wetfeld gets it ahead to Graves. Graves dribbles around the perimeter. Shovels it off toward Williams. They try a backdoor cut, but Williams decides to keep it himself. Passes toward Otting, who cuts out toward the left wing. Otting moves to the right, into traffic, hangs and scores. Zach Otting, second in the conference in scoring. Phenomenal job there, excellent body control. And Otting scores against the bigger bodies inside to make it 9-5. This Briarcliff team averages, as we have a charge called. Graves took it in the chest. Dalton Franken drove inside a bit too hard. I was about to mention that Briarcliff scores 89 per game. Dort College scores 93 per game. We may be in for a shootout. That foul against Dalton Franken, the team's first foul. And Briarcliff leads by four. They have a chance to extend the lead. Graves, a bounce pass to Otting. Otting against Lindbergh. Franken hedges out to guard him. Otting blows by Franken. Now he gives it off toward Williams. Williams drives inside and cannot get it to go. It hit every part of the cylinder and bounded out. Taken by Lindbergh. Moves down the lane. Pass off toward Waltersdorf. Now kicks it toward Kachi. Kachi to Rindles. They swing it to Franken. Has an open baseline. Shovels a pass across the court toward Kachi for a three. Make it rain, Austin Kachi. It's 9-8 as Austin Kachi has been absolutely shooting the lights out this season. Shooting a remarkable 48% from three. He's now 26 of 53 for the season. There's a left-handed three answering. Shane Graves makes it 12-8. A four-point lead for Briarcliff. Off one pass, Tyler Waltersdorf makes a move inside. Jump stop, shot, no good. Rebound, Ricky Williams. Outlet pass to Graves. Graves back to Williams. Finds Otting. Otting jabs to his right. Guarded by Lindbergh. They have Lindbergh on Otting, who is shorter than Lindbergh, but Lindbergh considered the Dort top defender. On the baseline, it's controlled by Williams. Goes up against multiple defenders. Missed the short shot. Rebound by Tyler Waltersdorf. Lindbergh takes it in transition. Crosses over against Wetfeld, and he draws the foul on the drive. That'll be two fouls against Wetfeld early. Immediate foul trouble for Wetfeld, the sophomore from North Bend, Nebraska. Dort inserts two new players, replacing Franken and Waltersdorf. They put in Den Herter, as well as Alex Terpstra, the freshman from Highland Ranch, Colorado. Inbounds pass from Rindles to Lindbergh. Lindbergh is defended by two Chargers. Bounce pass to Lindbergh, now takes it 15 feet away. Den Herter is fouled inside as he crashes through the lane. That foul will go against Zach Otting. First team foul on Otting, and Dort would love to get him in some foul trouble and get the lethal scoring threat out of the game. Otting this season shooting 53%. As the free throw by Den Herter is no good. Den Herter will try again. He averages 7 per game. Den Herter is a junior. Comes out of right here in Sioux Center. Rattles the second home. It is 12-9. Graves across half court. He's defended by Rindles. Passes off toward Clay Harold. Now the top of the key. They swing it to Graves. Entry pass down low to Ricky Torres. And Torres misses the shot inside. He was defended by Den Herter. The rebound goes to Lindbergh. He averages 10 per game. He leads the GPAC conference in rebounding. A pass inside by Rindles intended for Den Herter. Intercepted by Torres. And Graves in transit. Slashes into the lane. Spinorama inside the lane. And he scores. Doing a 360 off his pivot foot. Nice job by Graves. He has 5. It's 14-9 and a 5-point lead 5 minutes in. Austin Kachi. A quick drive past to Terpstra. Now Rindles back to Kachi in the corner. Far corner. He's defended by Harold. Goes over to Lindbergh. And Lindbergh with a quick drive using his agility to beat Austin Homan in the game. And Lindbergh now with 3 points. Dort trails by 3. Otting drives against Terpstra. A spin by Otting, and Terpstra rips it away. A two-on-one. Terpstra, Takachi, easy lay-in. 1 point deficit for Dort. Crowd on their feet. Student section yelling. 14-13 the score. 14-15 to go in the first half as Graves drives around Rindles, pulls up at the elbow, bounce pass down low, mishandled by a charger, picked up by Rindles. It was turned over by Austin Homan. Rindles, a bounce pass down low to Den Herter, bullies inside and scores. Den Herter, the biggest guy on the floor, stands at 6'9". He dominated the JV circuit last year, and he's replacing Chris Severs to the best of his ability this year. A cross-court pass to Otting. Dort now leads. They're on a 6-0 run. Underneath Homan. Spins against Lindberg. Got him in the air. And then shoots it over his outstretched hand and scores. Homan with his first bucket. He averages 5.5 per game. Left wing Kachi. 13.5 minutes left in the first half. Here's Terpstra. Good ball movement to Rindles in the corner. Rindles crosses over Graves. And he lays it in. Phenomenal job by Rindles, who shakes Graves like a bad habit. And he goes in strong. He's got four. 17-16. 13-10 to go, first half. Graves drives baseline, left-handed teardrop, no good. Rebound by Rindles. Fourth on the team in boards. Now Austin Kachi. On the wing, bounce pass, Lindberg on the perimeter. Fakes the three against Homan. Now passes off to Kachi. Screens for Kachi. Kachi, a 20-foot jumper, rattles out. Rebound by Torres. Torres, second on the team in boards with 4.5. He outlets it ahead to Graves. Goes to Torres, pops a three, and hits it. I was told by the Briarcliff announcer earlier today that Torres will shoot if unprovoked. He's a big body, 6'6", 230, but he knocks it down to make it a 19-17 game. Torres with the three-point bomb. Here's Alex Terpstra. Spins around on the perimeter, moving to his left. Now Lindberg. Shuffling against Homan. Had the ball knocked away from the offside. There is Harold, and Harold goes toast to coast. Fans on the layup, but the trailer, Zach Otting, puts it in off glass. 21-17. Lindberg against Homan. Backdoor cut and a travel first on Lindberg. Lindberg asks how. Turnover on the defenders, and they put in a fresh crop of bodies. They now have Patrick Knobloch, Brian Sumner, both freshmen, along with Franken, a freshman, Tyler Waltersdorf and David N. Herter, two juniors on the floor. A line change for Coach Dalma. Briarcliff is led by as many as five. They're up by four right now. We played 8 minutes. A screen set for the new point guard, Austin Poland. Big block as he goes inside. Sumner gives it back to Franken. Franken skips it toward Knobloch, and it's out of bounds. Franken moving a little too quickly as he led Knobloch too far on the far sideline. Austin Poland averages 6 points a game. The backup point guard working against Patrick Knobloch, Dort's backup point guard. Poland gave it back to half court. It was controlled there by number 15, Brian Forbes, the freshman. Forbes gets it down underneath Ricky Williams against Den Herter. Goes up into the arms of Den Herter, and there is a foul called. Two shots coming for Williams. It appeared like Den Herter had his hands straight up, but the contact drawn by Ricky Williams, and he'll go to the line shooting a pair. Williams got it. The big fella, Williams, shoots under 50% from the line. With that make, he is now at 50%, 22 of 44. Second free throw, good. Williams looks sharp early. 23-17, Briarcliff leads by half a dozen. Patrick Knobloch makes a move to his left. He is defended by Austin Leffler. A three from the corner by Waltersdorf, front rim no. Ball loose, picked up by Ricky Williams. Gets it loose to Brian Forbes. Forbes now to the left wing, controlled by Poland at the elbow. Poland guarded by Knobloch, excellent defense. He gets it free to half court now, and Forbes. Here's Forbes. Got it away toward Poland. Williams at the perimeter. Over to Forbes. Forbes on the right wing. Down low. Williams against Den Herter. Goes up. Misses the shot. Rebound Den Herter. Franken in transition. Blazes a trail to the basket. Goes up strong. Misses it strong. But the put back by Tyler Walterzorf is good. Coaches and players wanting a foul. At any rate, the second chance points for Dordt College gets them within four. Ricky Williams passes off toward Austin Loeffler. Loeffler swings the ball back to Williams, who tries a three, spins out, a lot of contact on the offensive glass. Austin Homan tackles Franken. The 233 is grappling, and Homan takes the offensive board and puts it in. 25-19, 10 minutes into this first half. Den Herter over to Franken. He'll pop a three from the top of the key. No good. Rebounded by Austin Loeffler, who races down the floor. Veers to the elbow. Now gives it off to Forbes. Forbes goes inside. Controlled there by Homan. Left-handed hook shot. No good. Den Herter corrals the rebound. Dalton Franken again across the three-point line. Goes in and draws a blocking foul inside. Hard drive by Franken. And they will whistle Forbes for this foul. Forbes, the freshman. Freshman playing on both these teams with nine graduates between them in the offseason. Free throw missed by Franken. On the season, Dalton Franken is shooting free throws at a 76% rate. Misses his first here this evening. Dordt trails by six. Franken's second attempt is no good. Ball is tipped away, and we've got a foul call on Tyler Walterzorf. Not a good sequence there for the defenders. Opportunity goes by the boards from the free throw line, and Franken checks out of the game in favor of Austin Kachi. On the floor it is now Kachi, Walterzorf, Sumner, Lindberg, and Rindles. The starters, sans Franken. 9:35 to go, first half, Briarcliff by half a dozen. Neither team has called a timeout. A very fast first 10.5 minutes. Ricky Williams down low, misses the bunny, contested by Lindberg. Nearly a tie-up. Williams gets it back, puts it up again, and finally a defensive rebound by Nathan Rindles. He races down the floor, scurries across the three-point line. He comes to a jump stop, gets it loose to Sumner. Lindberg swings it to Kachi. Now in the corner, it's Walterzorf going against Williams. He's wrapped up and fouled. Brian Forbes with the second foul. Team's fifth. Odding back in the game. He has been out for a few minutes, catching a breath. His team loses no ground, though, with him out. Oh, and wide open on the inbounds play is Walterzorf, who lays it in. Brilliant out-of-bounds play. Dordt had two guys that were wide open streaking to the basket. 25-21, Briarcliff leads, trying to knock off this team that is unbeatable on their home court. A perfect season last year, and in the regular season, perfect 2 years ago as well. Williams, fadeaway jump shot from the left block, good. Eight early points for Williams, having a nice game against the smaller defenders, 27-21. Sumner goes to Walterzorf, swinging it to Kachi. Now Kachi has the ball tipped, gets it back against Loeffler. Pushed across to Sumner. Sumner now on the top side for Walterzorf. Goes into a double team. Back for Sumner. Hard drive with the left hand. Missed the shot. Got his own rebound. Walterzorf tries again. Charging foul on Walterzorf. He made the shot, but they call the foul against Tyler, his second, and it wipes away what was a good right-handed drive and score. Fans on their feet to contest that call. Dordt College trailing by six. This has been a second-half team for much of the year, especially in the non-conference season. Some huge second halves, including an outburst against Midland that got them the opening conference victory of the season. Dordt trails by six now. We played 12 minutes. Here's Odding pulling up for a three. No good. Offensive board crashing inside and scoring on the play is Matt Berg. Matt Berg coming off an injury with an offensive board to give Briarcliff an 8-point lead. Dalton Franken over to Kachi. Kachi pops a three with a hand in his face. No good. Boarded there by Berg. Up ahead to Otting. Otting gets around Rindles, goes inside, and we've got a whistle. A carry. A carry on Zach Otting. Turnover on Briar Cliff. 7:44 to go in the first half. An 8-point lead for Dort, and a timeout called by Coach Ross Dauma. Full timeout. Let's take a 1-minute break. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on 88.5 KDCR-FM. Back here at Dort Gymnasium, Sam Ekstrom with you. Dort College 21, Briar Cliff leading by 8 with 29. 7:44 to go in the first half. A quick start by the Chargers trying to knock off Dort on their home court. Dort only with one loss this season. It was on a neutral site game against Davenport. Defenders have Lindberg, Rindles, Kachi, Franken, and Den Herder on the floor. Den Herder controls at the perimeter. Over toward Kachi in the left wing. Bounce pass to Lindberg. They'll try to face him up to the basket against Berg. Passes off to the elbow. Franken, pull up jumper. No good. Rebound by Rindles. Rindles will circle back and give it to Lindberg underneath on the left block against a double team. The right-handed hook shot, no good. Franken with the rebound. Give to Kachi. A three ball is good. A third chance for Dort on that possession, and they make Briar Cliff pay. 29-24, 7:05 to go, first half. Backdoor cut, Ricky Torres. Left-handed layup missed, and there's a push in the back against Matt Berg. Foul on the offensive rebound. Berg not too pleased, but he draws the foul. That's the sixth team foul. One away from giving Dort free throws. And what a huge shot that was by Austin Kachi. His second three of the game. As mentioned, Kachi shooting a gaudy 48% from three this year. On the left wing, Kachi again. Bounces it down low to Den Herder. Spins to his left, draws the contact on Berg, who has his second foul in a few seconds. Den Herder heads to the line. A very good free throw shooter for his size. He is 1-for-2 in the game. And the first flick is up and good. Den Herder this season came in shooting free throws at 63%. He's now 21 of 32 on the year. 29-25, Dort trails by four. Den Herder trying to cut it to a one-possession game. He does just that, now has 5 points. Shane Graves, the team assist leader and the point guard. 140 pounds he stands, running this Briar Cliff offense, nearly a ranked team nationally. They are receiving votes in the poll. Dort ranked number 12 in the national poll. A jump shot from the top of the free throw semicircle is no good. Offensive rebound by Ricky Torres, and he finishes the job. Back to a five-point game. Torres has 5 points. Rindles, nifty spin move, kicks it to Franken. Franken whips a pass to Lindberg. Dishes over to Kachi. Kachi with a drive, going in toward Harold. Finds Franken, and a great find by Kachi as Franken was whipping to the basket down the right side of the lane. He converts back to a three-point deficit. Torres fakes a three, bounces down inside. Holman missed the shot, but a foul on Lindberg. Just the first foul on Kyle, fifth team foul. And Austin Holman will head to the stripe. Holman, a 61% free throw shooter. Right-handed release is good. Five in the game for Holman, who wears the number 33. Comes from Lamar's, Iowa. He's a sophomore, 6'7". And he makes both. .33-28, 5:50 to go in the first half. Rindles controls, 25 feet from the basket, over to Lindberg, 18 feet away. There's Franken, off to Kachi. Kachi back up top for Rindles. Rindles dribbles left wing. Franken now, Kachi. Kachi on the right wing, gives over to Lindberg. Lindberg faces the basket, backs down Holman, draws a double, gives to Kachi for a three, rattles out. Den Herder in perfect position for an offensive rebound, and he kisses it off the glass. A fine first half for Den Herter. 7 points. 3-point deficit for Dort. Otting drives and scores. There was no weak side help, and Otting converts. He has 6. Firecliff pushes it back to a 5-point lead. Big crossover dribble and a big-time slam by David Den Herter. Lindbergh created with the dribble. Den Herter finished with a two-handed hammer. 35-32. 4:50 left in the half. Baseline drive by Graves. Working against Rindles, and there's a blocking foul. Sixteen foul. Briarcliff not shooting yet. Terpstra and Walterzerf will check in for Franken and Lindbergh. That foul kills the momentum a bit off the dunk. This crowd erupted. Lob pass off the inbounds play to Torres. Otting finds underneath Homan, and Homan's hook shot is missed. And we have a rebound against Torres on the rebound. A foul against Torres, I beg your pardon. And that'll give Dort a 1-1 on the other end. And finally, Dort a chance to pull within 3. Walterzerf heads to the stripe. He has 6 points in the game. Shooting the front end of a 1-1. And it is good. Not too often Dort is clawing back against their opponents in this gym. They are doing so in this half, and we've got a lane violation against Dort. No basket for Walterzerf. That'll go down as a missed free throw. 35-33, Dort trails by a deuce. Shane Graves brings it down court and shovels a pass off to Zach Otting. A good double team on Otting. He kicks to Torres for a 3. No good. Rebound by Rindles. Rindles in transit. Veers into the lane. Kicks it to Kachi. Here's Walterzerf. Terpstra defended by Otting. Goes around him. Kicks it over now toward Walterzerf. Shimmy shakes inside. Right-handed shot is blocked by Homan, but Homan committed the foul. For Austin Homan, he has now committed his first, and Dort can tie the game. Now Walterzerf back to the line. Over a 63% free throw shooter. His first one is good. David Den Herter gets a hearty ovation coming out of the game in favor of Kyle Lindbergh. Phenomenal job by Den Herter, who's really coming into his own at the varsity level. Averaged over 20 points a game in JV last year as Walterzerf ties the game. Den Herter is now third on the team in rebounds with 4.5 per game. He's gotten a lot more minutes of late, and he's also shooting 66% from the field. That's great. 35-35, game tied. 4 minutes left in the first half. A swing pass to Shane Graves, working against Rindles. Post entry, Homan to Williams, left-handed layup, good. Good high-low between Homan and Williams. Homan at the elbow, Williams at the block. 37-35, as Williams now has double figures. A drive by Terpstra kicks it over to Walterzerf. Walterzerf knifes through the lane and comes out at the right wing. A head fake, moves to the right against Williams, circles back now to Kachi, 13 to shoot. Kachi nearly took an NBA range 3. Instead, Terpstra takes the 3, and that was a good decision. Terpstra knocks it down from the left wing, and Dort College has taken the lead. 38-37, Terpstra gets his way on the score sheet. He typically averages 7.5. Otting in traffic, double teamed against Terpstra, who's playing airtight defense. Graves dribbles left on Rindles now, through the lane. Left-handed off-balance hook, missed. Ball loose. Lindbergh picks it up. He weaves through Chargers. Now in the lane. Right-handed hook. Count it! Lindbergh has got 5. Timeout call by Briarcliff. 40-37, Dort College has taken a 3-point lead. a 30-second timeout. Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on 88.5 KDCR. Dort has the momentum back in their court as we return to DeWitt Gymnasium. It's a place where Dort has not lost in the regular season for the last two-plus seasons, taking on a very worthy foe in Briarcliff, 8-3 on the year, Dort 10-1 on the year. Briarcliff has the ball with 2:45 left in the half. They trail by three now. On the top of the key, Otting fakes a three, drives against Terpstra, leans inside, a tough shot, off balance, hanging in the air. He makes it a one-point deficit. And that's why Otting is scoring 21 per game, because he can make tough shots contested like that. Rindles does a 360, nearly lost control, and then threw it away to Otting, takes it back, and fouled Otting in the process. And the crowd is very displeased. The foul is against Terpstra. Not Rindles. And the Terpstra foul will give Briarcliff free throws. That's the seventh team foul against Dort. And you see the Dort student section doing the most innovative free throw distraction method that I've ever seen in my life. It is a human bicycle. It's a four-man operation, and they've got a man in a banana suit riding it. It's really a sight to see. 40-40 our score as Otting knocks down the first free throw. Otting has nine. Otting, a junior from Peosta, Iowa, stands 6'4", makes that free throw. Otting last season was not one of their primary scorers. They had so much other talent, especially with Dykstra and Murin, as Kachi takes a pass from Lindbergh from the top of the key and converts it back to a one-point lead for Dort College. Kachi has double figures with 10. Inside, Otting drives, Otting scores. 43-42 Briarcliff. Rindles in transit, pulls up right wing, pass to Lindbergh, back to Rindles. A minute 50 to go in the first stanza. Waltersdorf fumbles the ball, picks it up, slashes inside, and he heaves up a shot against Ricky Williams. Foul against Williams. That's going to be one against the big fella. I've been awfully impressed by Williams, who is a little more agile than his 6'7", 260 frame would suggest. Free throw by Waltersdorf goes halfway down and then pops out. Waltersdorf trying to get into double figures. He's got nine right now. And he ties the game with the second free throw. 43-43. We were expecting a high-scoring game, and that's exactly what we're getting. A pass by Austin Poland to the left wing for Austin Leffler. Now Ricky Williams 30 feet away. Back to Poland. Poland defended by Rindles, gapping him largely. Leffler, left wing, inside to Matt Berg. Berg knocks down Waltersdorf. There's no whistle whatsoever, and the layup is good by Berg. Waltersdorf can't buy a break. Now sets a screen for Franken. A pass off to Rindles, right wing, nearly lost the handle. They swing the ball. Waltersdorf drives against Williams again. And he kicks it back out now for Franken. Top of the key, picks it up at the free throw line. Great pass down low for Rindles. What vision for the freshman. Rindles made a baseline cut wide open. And he ties this game at 45 with under a minute to play in the first half. Zach Otting over toward Berg. Berg lowers the shoulder, bulldogs his way in. A blocking foul called against Dort. And it's Tyler Waltersdorf. And the junior can't get a call. He's had a charge called against him. He has had a no charge, not called against him. A free throw violation wiped away one of his free throws. And that charge that he had that I mentioned wiped away a two-point basket. So Waltersdorf not having very good luck. He takes a seat in favor of Den Herter with three fouls. Matt Berg shooting a 1-1. He's a lefty. bends the knees, flicks the wrist, makes the free throw. Berg only shoots 42% from the line. Second attempt, good. Well, we saw it in the women's game. The Briarcliff women, uncharacteristically, shot over 80% from the free throw line, 32 of 40, or something along those lines. And this men's team from the free throw line on the season shoots 73%, and they're shooting, I think, well over that so far here. They lead by two. 30 seconds to play. Franken, bounce pass Rindles, drives the lane, jump stop, lost the ball, but he was fouled. A reach in by Austin Poland, and that'll give two free throws to Rindles with a chance to tie it. Rindles' release is good. The sophomore out of Boulder, Colorado. His first year as a starter. Makes number two. 47-47. Might be last shot time for Briarcliff. Austin Poland will calmly control it at half court. Now he is molested by Nathan Rindles, who's all over him, trying to get that count on. 11 seconds left. Shot clock off. Poland moves to his right, uses a screen, back to the left, jukes in the lane, slashes over toward Williams, and Williams is fouled by Den Herter. That's a good foul by Den Herter to prevent the easy layup by Williams. 2.8 seconds left. Second foul on Den Herter. Williams trying to give his team the lead. And the freshman, Williams, who averages just 4.9 points per game, now with 11 in this first half. Williams only averages 14 minutes per game, although he has started each game. But against this smaller Dort team, that's why. Here's Kachi. He's going to shoot at the buzzer. A little too late. Would not have counted anyway. 49-47 after Williams made both those freebies. A close game going into halftime. We'll be back after a two-minute break. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on 88.5 KDCR FM. Back here to a pitch-black DeWitt Gymnasium where the Defender Dancers are set to make their inaugural performance. Meanwhile, we will go through the first half scoring totals for both teams. For the visiting Chargers, they were led with 12 points apiece from Zach Odding and Ricky Williams, scoring a dozen in the first half. 6 points apiece for Matt Berg and Austin Homan off the bench. 5 apiece for Ricky Torres and Shane Graves, and a 3 for Clay Harold. Dort has really put the stopper on Harold, who averages over 16 per game. He's been averaging 19.8 in conference games, only 1 3-point shot made, and really a non-factor in the first half. For Dort College, they were led by Austin Kachi and Tyler Waltersdorf with 10 apiece. David N. Herter coming off the bench scoring 9. 8 points for Nathan Rindles. 5 for Kyle Lindberg. 3 for Alex Terpstra on 1 3-point basket. And Dalton Franken had 2 to round out the 47 points for the defenders. We will take another 2-minute break now as we enjoy the halftime entertainment. For you webcast folks, you can enjoy that via video. And on KDCR 88.5, we'll take a 2-minute break. Be right back. Welcome back to Sioux Center, Iowa. Dort College right now locked in a tight battle with the Briarcliff Chargers. They trail 49-47 at the break. Halftime here. We have a dance routine going on at half court. It is very dark, but we will take you through right now a recap of the women's game that went on. And we got a little free basketball earlier tonight. Briarcliff defeated Dort in overtime 100-92. It was a game that Dort led by 16 in the first half. Then Briarcliff took a 13-point lead in the second half. It was a huge swing. Then Dort battled back with some wonderful inside play from their seniors, Jamie Cook, Elise Marish, and Kara Van Dyke. And then it went back and forth. The lead changed 12 times in the game. The score was tied 10 times. It was high drama. And down the stretch, Briarcliff had a free throw to win it at the end of regulation. That free throw missed, and the game went to overtime, where Dort lost. After having lost Van Dyke at the end of regulation, they lost Cook and Marish to foul outs in that game. They lost three of their key seniors, their top three scorers, and they could not find the bottom of the net in overtime. They lost 100-92 as the Chargers, the number 15 team in the nation, moved on to 8-2. We are 7.5 minutes away from second half basketball here at DeWitt Gymnasium. The crowd a bit apprehensive. Dort trailing by two. And we'll be back after another two-minute break. You're listening to Dort College Men's Basketball on 88.5 KDCR-FM. Back to DeWitt Gymnasium, where it's halftime here. Briarcliff on top, 49-47. And we have the official stats from the first half, so we'll take you through some interesting numbers. Dort shot 61% from the field. Excellent shooting half. Briarcliff counters with a good half of their own, 50% from the floor. Dort shot the three ball at a 38% clip. Briarcliff 50%, 3 of 6 from the field. Both teams made 3 long balls. Briarcliff was perfect from the free throw line, 100%. They are shooting free throws at a 73% rate this year. And by the way, this is a great 3-point shooting team in Briarcliff. 52% on the season. That's coming off 36% last year. That is a remarkable number. Typically you see around 35-40, and that's on the good end. 52% from 3 this year. Chew on that for a moment. Dort made the same number of free throws as Briarcliff, but they attempted 5 more. They left a few at the line. They only went 10 of 15 in that half. Dort out-rebounded Briarcliff 17-13, but Dort was out-rebounded on the offensive glass 6-5. Now, that's very interesting because Dort is leading teams 174-88 in offensive rebounds, nearly double what their opponents get. And this is not a Dort team that's missing ample shots and cleaning up their glass occasionally. This is a team that makes a lot of shots and still scrappily gets after it. Briarcliff is matching them with their physicality. Dort College had 8 turnovers. Briarcliff had 3. They played a very clean first half. And with a lot of young freshmen on this team, to come in the first half in this loud and hostile environment, credit to Briarcliff's coaching staff and Nick Nelson for having them ready, because so often teams come in here, even seasoned teams come in here, with their eyes wide, deer in the headlights, and they fall behind by 15 before you can snap. This Briarcliff team took a lead early, and Dort was the team on their heels for much of that first half. They did claw back and take a lead, which Briarcliff stole away from them toward the end with a couple late free throws, and they're on top by 2 going into the second half. We're still about 3 minutes away from that, and we'll take one final two-minute break before the second half begins. This is Dort Men's Basketball on 88.5 KDCR.
Remember the 60s? That's when the U.S. Surgeon General warned us that cigarette smoking causes lung cancer. Well, music's changed, and now there's another warning from the U.S. Surgeon General. Radon causes lung cancer. Radon is an invisible gas that seeps into your home, and it can cause lung cancer whether you smoke or not. The only way to know if radon is in your home is to have it tested. Call 1-800-SOS-RADON. That's 1-800-SOS-RADON. Because radon problems can be fixed. Brought to you by this station and the U.S. EPA.
We believe in the miracle of the virgin birth, in the tiny babe who came to save the earth, in a risen Savior who forgives sins, in a love that knows no end. May the wonder and joy of God's love fill your home. Merry Christmas from CNH Body Repair in Orange City.
Sam Ekstrom back with you from DeWitt Gymnasium, where we are set for battle here in the second half. Dort trailing for the 5th time at halftime this year. In the previous 4 times they trailed at half, they were 3-1 in those games. They trailed by 7 at Valley City State and won by 7. They trailed by 17 against Jamestown and won by 4. They trailed by 1 at Midland, the number 8 team in the country then, and they won that game by 6. Their one loss on the year against Davenport is a game where they trailed by 13 and a half, and that ballooned to 26 by game's end. Briarcliff, on the other hand, is 7-1 when leading at halftime. That one loss they had when leading was against Clark University in the non-conference season on November 9th. They lost 82-76 in the game when Zach Odding scored his season-high 29 points. Here we go with the second half. Zach Odding inbounds to Graves, and we're off. Graves across to Odding. Odding now goes to Kale Wetfeld, who was sidelined very early with fouls, and an offensive foul on Wetfeld. So Wetfeld, who was benched due to fouls very early in the first half, picks up his third in 11 seconds, and number 11 sprints to the bench, already saddled with more foul trouble. Wetfeld is their top three-point shooter, and he has the best field goal percentage on the team, a very smart player, and he's hardly seen the court. Austin Kachi looks down low for Lindbergh. It's knocked away by Homan, regained by Lindbergh. Drives baseline, in strong, misses, rebound try, good. Lindbergh timed his jump perfectly to high point that offensive rebound. He's got 7 points, and the game's tied at 49. Zach Odding in traffic, hangs, shoots, missed it short. Ricky Williams with the offensive board, and Lindbergh fouled him on the way up. Just two on Kyle. The only defender in mild foul trouble is Tyler Waltersdorf with three. It was a fairly clean first half. Free throws didn't really come until the end. Free throws no good. That's the first missed free throw of the game for Briarcliff, and by the law of averages, you have to believe they'll come back to earth. And that one is good. This is a team that shoots 74% from the line. 73.5, in fact. And Williams goes 1-for-2. Kachi to Rindles. Now to Franken. Drives hard to his left. The dish toward Waltersdorf. He spins to his left around Williams and sets it in. Waltersdorf has been matching up with Williams quite frequently. Waltersdorf's the more agile of the two, and he used a good spinorama that time to get to the rack. 1 point Dort lead, pull up three taken by Harold. Harold's been very quiet this game, and it's out of bounds off Briarcliff as Graves leapt at the ball trying to save it, and he bounced it off the court and out of bounds on the opposite side of the court. He was trying to hit Austin Kachi with it, and Kachi did the matrix and dodged it. 18:30 to go in the contest. Dort leads by a single point as Rindles directs traffic and passes to Tyler Waltersdorf. Down low, Dalton Franken powerhouses his way to the rim, had it steered aside by Zach Odding, who outlets it to Shane Graves. Nathan Rindles is all over him on defense, but Graves gets by Rindles and leaves it to Williams on the left block, who is fouled potentially on Waltersdorf. We'll wait and see. It is not, fortunately. It's Nathan Rindles committing his first foul, and that's a big difference. Correction, Nathan Rindles' second foul, still better than Waltersdorf picking up number four. Williams to the line. Got it to go. 51-51. And Den Herter comes in the game for Waltersdorf. Den Herter had a fine first half. 9 points, 3 of 4 free throw shooting. And we'll likely see him matching up with Williams as he makes the second of two free throws. 52-51, it's been close throughout. Briarcliff is led by as many as eight. Kachi, over to Rindles. And we've got a foul on Williams, bodying up Den Herter as Den Herter went to the floor. Two fouls on Ricky Williams. Rindles will inbound under the basket to the left. Defenders in a box formation as Rindles searches, and there's a foul away from the ball. Offensive foul going against David Den Herter. Three on Den Herter as Williams gets it into Graves. Just over 2 minutes into the second half, Dort trails by a point. At the top of the key, it's Williams. Graves lobs it into the short corner. Now moving into the lane, that's Holman. Holman goes up straight and a jump shot is good from about 7 feet. 54-51. Nathan Rindles off toward Kachi. Kachi looking to get it down low to Den Herter. He does. Den Herter to the corner. Franken, a long two, drains it. First jump shot we've seen Dalton Franken hit today. His other field goal was a layup, and Franken has four. 54-53, Briarcliff clings to a one-point lead as Zach Otting hesitates to the right. Gives it over to Holman, now down low to Williams, against Den Herter, fakes to the left, back to the right, swims under his right arm and scores. Good post move by Williams, and it's 56-53. Rindles to Franken to Lindbergh, now in the left wing. He's gapped by Holman, now backing him down. And he tried to get Rindles on a baseline cut, and he threw it over his outstretched fingertips. Ricky Torres will check in for Williams. 3-point Briarcliff lead, 16-49 left in the game. Shane Graves will inbound. He's defended by Rindles, 30 feet from the basket. Taking his time, and now he goes. He uses a Holman screen. He goes all the way to the rim and scores against Rindles. The shifty Shane Graves now has seven. Dalton Franken drives on Otting. Bounce pass to a wide-open Den Herter, who converts. First bucket of the second half for Den Herter, 58-55, Briarcliff leads. Otting into the body of Lindbergh, called for a blocking foul, and he leaps in frustration. That's a very mild foul called, in my biased opinion. That's three on Lindbergh. He's immediately going to the bench along with Franken. Terpstra, Kachi, Rindles, Waltersdorf, and Den Herter in the game. There's a backdoor cut by Otting. He missed the shot, and it's rebounded by Terpstra. Rindles speeds down court. Big crossover on Graves. Layup no good. Offensive board taken by Den Herter and then lost out of bounds by Dort. I think it hit Den Herter last, and that'll be Briarcliff basketball. Dort student section willing the defender's defense, and you hear them chant for it. Graves passes to the right wing. Torres to Graves. Harold now across court, far sideline. Otting lobs it in for Torres, who goes one-on-one with Den Herter. Spins around him. Fantastic defense by David Den Herter, and Torres had no chance. Missed the shot, hitting the underside of the backboard. Terpster's three is offline in transition. Harold snares the rebound and then trots down court, giving to Torres, and now Otting. Otting uses the Torres screen, a left-handed dribble drive, scoop layup good. Zach Otting with 14. Rindles to Waltersdorf and now Terpstra. Ball fake. Now goes back to Waltersdorf, who tries a three. Missed it long. Rebound by Graves. Graves veers down court, tried to thread it between three defenders. It was intercepted by Kachi. Fast break for Terpstra, leaves it for Den Herter. Got it! And a foul! Big basket for Den Herter. Foul against Harold, that's his first. And it was a serendipitous play, really, as Terpstra was indecisive. He went up in the air, left leaving his feet, but he was too far away from the basket to shoot it, so he just left the ball in the lane, hoping that a white jersey would get there in time, and Den Herter did. He finished, and he heads to the line now. 14 for Den Herter, 60-58. And a momentum-swinging play for the defenders. Just over 5 minutes into the second half, it's a two-point spread. Timeout called by Nick Nelson as they set up the offense on the other end. It's a full timeout. We'll take a one-minute break. You're listening to Dort Men's Basketball on 88.5 KDCR FM. 14:43 left in this men's game. It has been an exhilarating evening of basketball thus far, and it is not nearly over yet. The women's game went to overtime. It was a high-scoring affair, and Dort came up on the wrong end of it. 100-92, they lost. There has never been a double-digit lead in this men's game. Briarcliff has led by as many as 8. Dort has led by as many as 2, I believe. And we can check the halftime stat sheet for that info. Dort led by 3 very early on. So that's the biggest spread for Dort. Harold takes a 3 out of the timeout. Misses on the left wing. Torres goes up strong off the offensive rebound and is fouled. Rindles commits his 3rd. And Torres will go to the line, where on the season he is shooting 69%. First one up and good. They bring Austin Poland back in the game. And the second free throw rattles out. Boarded by Lindbergh. And it's a 3-point game as Dort controls on the other end. Left wing Lindbergh, top of the key. Rindles picks up his dribble, goes back inside. Kyle Lindbergh, left-handed off-balance shot, missed. Rebound by Kale Wetfeld, who's back in the game. He's been benched with foul trouble. Wetfeld gives off toward Forbes, the freshman Forbes. Finds Leffler. Leffler to Poland. The second team is in right now for Briarcliff. They lead by 3. Under 14 minutes to play. Leffler shakes and moves to his left. Stolen away by Franken. Taken right back. Another steal by Sumner. And wrapping up Sumner is number 11, Wetfeld, who was on the floor underneath Sumner. And he had him in a bear hug from behind. And Wetfeld picks up his 4th foul, and it's becoming almost comical. He can't stay in the game, and that benefits Dort, of course. Wetfeld is their top 3-point shooter and has the best field goal percentage on the team. 61-58. Patrick Knobloch controls at the perimeter, and there's a foul away from the ball. Initially, I thought it was going to be called against Lindbergh. It's not. It's against Ricky Torres. 5 fouls against Briarcliff. Same as Dort. 2 away from putting Dort in the bonus. Knobloch, lob pass in dangerously toward Kachi. It was deflected out by Brian Forbes. And Dort will get an inbounds play now from the far sideline near the student section. They get it to Lindbergh. Brings it up to the 3-point line. Off to Kachi. Zips it past to Sumner. Here's Franken curling around the elbow. And there's going to be a foul committed by Briarcliff. This one's against Berg. 3 on Berg. And Franken heads to the stripe. 0-2 so far in the game. Franken with a quick release. And he knocks it down. Franken on the season, 2nd on the team in points, averages 14.3 per game. The freshman coming from Atlantic, Iowa, stands 6'5". He makes both free throws here. Only 6 points for the game for Franken. It's a 1-point contest. Austin Poland controls. He's defended by Knobloch, the 2 backup point guards going at it. Poland goes in hard, picked up his dribble, nearly traveled with it. Gives it off now to Forbes. Forbes, a left-handed drive, and he's rejected by Dalton Franken. Massive swat by Franken. Return to sender. And Poland will inbound now toward Otting. Otting goes down low, and an offensive foul. Away from the ball. This one's called on Austin Leffler. That'll be his 1st. 13:15 to go in the game. and Dort has a chance to take the lead. Leffler checks out, and they bring in Clay Harreld. Unbelievable job by Dort against Harreld tonight. He has been completely quiet, a non-factor, sans 1 3-point shot. Knobloch on the right wing, gives over to Austin Kachi. Kachi's had a quiet second half as well. Franken, a bounce pass to Knobloch, back to Kachi in the right corner. Fakes the three. He's defended by Harreld. Goes up top for Lindberg in the short corner. Lindberg faces the basket. He's double teamed. Attacks anyway. And scores! Count the basket. They whistle goaltending anyway, but the ball went in. 62-61. Back and forth we go. The lead changed 13 times in the first half. It's changed again here. Crowd on their feet at DeWitt Gymnasium. Otting, 25 feet away, goes up from a 10-foot shot and got it. Zach Otting quiets the crowd with a nice one-handed shot in the paint. Lindberg drives against Torres, backs him down, pulls it back out, gives to Sumner, sets up a three, nearly banked it in, rebounded by Otting, and he will transition, blazing a trail through the lane, wrapped up by Kachi, and a foul on Kachi. Just the first foul on Kachi. That's the sixth team foul. It'll give Otting two free throws. And Otting is their best free throw shooter, 87%. 2 for 2 in the game so far. Bends the knees and hits the shot. 17 for Otting. Rindles and Waltersdorf will get Sumner and Knobloch. Austin Homan checks in the game for Brian Forbes.
Get a blast here, get a blast!
Otting at the line with the release, pure. 18 points for Otting, and it's back to a 3-point lead for the Chargers. Both teams answering whenever the other throws a punch. Rindles needs to be careful of the count here, and he gets rid of it to Waltersdorf, who goes down low to Franken. Backing down Otting, spins to his right, goes up, draws the foul on Otting. Just two on Otting. Franken heads back to the line. Dort is not settling for anything outside, and really nor is Briarcliff. The only difference is that Briarcliff is driving and penetrating. Dort is trying to post enter and get it to their bigs down low. Franken has set up as more of a four right now. He hits on the free throw, and he tries to pull Dort within one here. It's good. 65-64, Briarcliff by one. And it might stay within one possession the whole rest of the way. You never know. Near the perimeter, Williams moves against Waltersdorf, gives it off to Harreld. Harreld does a 360, pulls up with the elbow, back to Williams for a three. Missed badly, rebound Rindles. Williams has shown that he has range, but not right there. He looked like a big man shooting a three. They swing it to Kachi. There's Rindles. Defended by Poland, moves to his left, kicks it back to Waltersdorf. Bounce pass inside, Franken, he's wrapped up, and we've got a jump ball, Dort possession. Jump ball, Dort possession, the crowd not happy. Some irate, a lot of hands reaching in, but the officials call a jump, and Dort will get it back with 16 on the shot clock. They line up in a box formation, and they get it right into Franken, and it's expertly done. Franken laid it in off the inbounds pass to give Dort a 1-point lead. That's the second time Briarcliff has been burned by the underneath out of bounds. Otting goes underneath. Homan hangs, and Homan scores off the right block. Assist goes to Otting. And Homan has his first bucket of the half. 67-66, Briarcliff regains the lead. Lindberg backing down Homan. He tries to go for the bank, aiming for that top left corner of the glass, and he missed it. But a foul going against Homan. Lindbergh has not had much success from that left side as usual. Homan and Williams have done a fine job against him, but he'll head to the line here. And he left the free throw short. Now 1 for 3 at the line. Lindbergh looking to tie it with one here. 10:42 on the clock. And the senior converts. Spoke with Lindbergh earlier today at length, and he said that he is so happy that he and Austin can make this team their own after 5 years having the great senior leadership of the five seniors who graduated last year, Waltersdorf, Warner, Sievers, Vogel. It's a whole new identity in Lindbergh, and Kachi at the core of it. There's a bucket coming from Ricky Williams inside on the other end. 69-67. 10-10 to go in the game. Briar Cliff staving off this Dort push. Rindles goes inside to Franken. Franken's shot no good. Rebound by Homan. He was in traffic. Lots of arms flying in. And a steal right back by Rindles. He took the pass from Graves and moves against Graves down court now. Bounce pass to a trailing Lindbergh. Left-handed lay-in. Good! Oh, but a charge! A charge call against Lindbergh. That'll be his fourth foul. The referees are getting berated right now by the fans on the opposing sideline. That's a huge momentum swing as Lindbergh nearly had a three-point play. Instead, he's out of the game with his fourth foul. Otting dribbles to his left. Around defenders. Jump stop in the lane. Right-handed shot, no good. Waltersdorf rebound. Fans getting a little antsy. 9:20 to go. Waltersdorf. Crossover against Homan, gives to Rindles. Spin in the lane, goes up, got it! And a foul! Nathan Rindles finishes the job that Kyle Lindbergh tried to do a moment ago. Game's tied at 69, and Rindles can give them the lead. Third foul against Ricky Williams. And that's what happens when you play in a friendly environment. The fans get on the refs and they do the job for you. They earn you those makeup calls. Rindles hits the free throw. It's 70-69. Dort has taken the lead back. We will take, as soon as we find out the length of this timeout, the 30-second timeout, we'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Dort Basketball on 88.5 KDCR. 9:18 left in this battle between two giants of the GPAC. Briarcliff, 4-0 in conference, tied for first. Dort College, 12th best in the nation. They're 10-1 overall. They're trying to hold off Briarcliff, who has had a very valiant effort here. But on their first possession out of a timeout, their star, Zach Otting, carried the ball for the second time this game. And Dort will get it back with 9:09 to go and a one-point lead. Dort has held a number of leads in this game, but the key has been expanding. They've never led by more than a possession. They've never had any breathing room. They'll try to get some here as Waltersdorf works against Holman. Moves to his right. A handoff to Rindles. A hard left-handed drive. Goes up back with the right hand. Off the back rim. Waltersdorf, an offensive rebound. Goes up and banks it in. Waltersdorf with his 13th and 14th points. It's a three-point lead. The crowd is rowdy as it's pushed now to the corner for Graves. Underneath, Homan in a double team. Left-handed shot rattles out. Ball's loose, and it's deflected out to Graves. They'll reset things. Here's a three by Forbes. Back rim, no. Tipped away, and again an offensive rebound by Graves. Homan takes it right side. Forbes to Harold, down low Williams. Williams spins to the left and scores. Williams has surpassed 20. He's got 21 in the game. Having one of the best games of his collegiate career, I would presume. baseline drive by Terpstra. Gives back instead to Walterzorf. Kachi pops a three. No good. And that's going to bounce out of bounds in front of Coach Dalma. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. 72-71 defenders lead. 7:49 to go. Franken checks in for Terpstra. And Berg will check in for Homan. Dort playing with their top scorer and rebounder, Kyle Lindberg, on the bench with four fouls. We should see him in about 2, maybe 3 minutes. Harold, bounce pass Graves. Graves goes right at Rindle's offensive foul. Graves picks up his first, and he's incredulous at it. No free throws because it was offensive. But Dort gets the ball back. And again, a chance to expand the lead. Rindle's defended by Graves. Moves to his left to Walterzorf. Walterzorf knifes in the lane, hangs, and he couldn't get it to go. And there's a foul on the rebound. Phenomenal job creating space by Walterzorf. All it lacked was the finish. And there's going to be 1-1 free throws after that foul by Den Herter, his fourth. Dangerous times as Briarcliff is duplicating what they did in the women's game. They got all the Dort bigs out. They were all disqualified by game's end. Cook, Van Dyke, Marish, and now Lindberg and Den Herter both one foul away from being DQ'd. Berg is good on the first free throw. Berg shoots at a 35% rate, and he makes both there. I mentioned earlier that Berg was shooting 42%. That's his field goal percentage. In fact, it is worse than 42, but he makes both there. He's actually 4-for-4 in the game. Great job by Berg. 73-72, Briarcliff is back on top. And a near steal by Graves as he pokes the ball away and flies into the Dort student section. Brian Sumner comes off the bench to get Den Herter. He'll take a seat with four fouls. Rindles needs to get the ball in, and he does to Franken. Franken with a big step inside. Right-handed shot. No, gets his own rebound. Back up strong. No foul. Another rebound, this time by Walterzorf. He'll try a third time. No good. A fourth rebound goes to Kachi. Crowd getting restless. Rindles for three. No good. Ball ricochets over toward Forbes. Forbes goes into the paint, goes up, and gets a foul on Austin Kachi. Dort with ample opportunity near the rim. About six bodies bumping inside. Very tough to get a clean shot off, and Dort just could not convert. They trail by one. Briarcliff trying to make it 2 or 3. Brian Forbes to the line. Free throw good. First point of the game for Forbes, the freshman from Lone Tree, Iowa. This is a very local team. All but four players come from Iowa, three from Nebraska, one from Grand Rapids, Minnesota. That's Austin Poland. Free throw good. Forbes makes it 75-72. Briarcliff by three. Here's Franken. He drives the lane, leaves it for Sumner, and it is knocked by Odding off a defender. Odding took it as he was falling out of bounds and chucked it off of a Dort College player. Great job by Odding. It's going to be Briarcliff basketball. Here's Poland. Briarcliff can take a two-possession lead. 6:30 to go in the game. Momentum back in Briarcliff's court. There's Franken gambling on a pass and a jump shot taken by Wetfeld. And we've got Franken in transition as Wetfeld missed the shot, the rebound. And Franken in transition lays it in, draws the foul, And we have an injured Charger in the backcourt as Odding. Basket's good. A chaotic sequence. And I'll do a better job of recapping it for you now. Franken gambled on a pass. Wetfeld took a pull-up jumper and missed. The ball was loose. Franken, amongst other Chargers, went for the rebound. Wetfeld went down and hurt himself a bit. Odding went down. Coach Dama was trying to call for a timeout. He was not granted it, and it's a good thing he wasn't, because Franken took control of the ball and in fast break fashion went hard at the rim and laid it in, drawing the foul on Poland. He has now tied the game at 75. And the crowd comes to their feet again. 6:10 left. Poland, top of the key, goes left side. And they swing it now across to Poland, who goes underneath. Torres attacks the basket against Waltersdorf. Left-handed hook, knocked down, blocked by Waltersdorf, and he corrals the rebound. Here's Nathan Rindels on the left wing, leaves it for Waltersdorf. Right at Torres, has it ripped away by Poland and then taken back by Waltersdorf. A foul. Unfortunate break there as Waltersdorf picks up his fourth with 5:47 to go. Two key players with four fouls now. Den Herter set to check in the game, and I assume it's for Waltersdorf. Two shots coming for Poland, both teams in the double bonus. Oh, and Poland airballed the free throw, and the crowd is going to have a heyday with that. Poland hadn't taken a free throw, and I'm not sure he'd taken a shot all game. He is being jeered relentlessly. Second try. Good. He shakes off the jeerers, and he gets it to go. 76-75. Briarcliff back up by one. Sumner to Rindels. Defended by Poland. He goes at him to the left. Now back for Franken. Franken drives on Wetfeld. He puts it in, but it does not count. Foul on the floor. That's just as good. He'll get two free throws. And Wetfeld has fouled out of the game in what seems like the blink of an eye. He never got in a rhythm, and he did not score in this game. Wetfeld came in averaging 6.9, one of the most efficient scorers. Franken gets the free throw. He is 6 for 6 from the line in the half after being 0 for 2 in the first half. Franken makes the free throw. Dort's back ahead by one. The seesaw keeps on moving. Here's Poland. Goes to Odding on the right wing. Good hedge by Den Herter. Odding goes hard to the basket. Off balance shot, no good. Rebound by Rindels as he goes across half court. Passes ahead to Sumner. Now Franken, jump shot, baseline. Cold-blooded shot by Dalton Franken. And you cannot hear yourself think as the crowd erupts. Dort College heads to the bench. Timeout on the floor. 79-76. Full timeout for Briarcliff. We'll take a 1 minute break. You're listening to Dort Basketball on 88.5 KDCR. Back to DeWitt Gymnasium. 5:03 remaining. Dort leads by three. They have never led by more than three. They've had no breathing room in this game. I've never seen a game in this building so hinging on every possession, where the fans were living and dying with every shot, first and second half. It's incredible. The atmosphere is absolutely incredible. You won't find a better one in the Greater Plains Athletic Conference. Down low, Ricky Williams. We're under 5 minutes to play. Williams passes back out toward Harold, who swings a pass out of bounds. A turnover. Briarcliff gives it back. And Dort can take their biggest lead now. If they score here, they lead by three, trying to push it to five or six. And talk about freshman poise. Dalton Franken has 15 second-half points, 7 of 7 from the line. He takes the ball here at half court, and a reach-in foul on Homan. Homan with his third, and Franken back to the line. He has earned his way to the stripe time and time again. He rolls it in, 80-76. Harold leaves the game, and they bring in Brian Forbes. Franken heads back to the line, trying to go two for two. You bet. 9 for 9 in the second half for Franken. 5-point defender lead, it's their biggest. Shane Graves to Odding on the right side. Defended well by Sumner. Nowhere to go with it. Gives back to Graves. And the left side, holding the ball is Forbes. He's guarded by Kachi. Swings the ball across to the right wing. Moving inside Graves. Left-handed off-balance shot is no good, but he was fouled in the act. Nathan Rindles has just picked up his fourth foul. Dort is teetering on the brink of catastrophe if all of these guys would happen to exit the game. It's unlikely, of course, but four players with four fouls. Left-handed shot is good from Graves. Tyler Waltersdorf and Kyle Lindberg back in the game. Sumner and Den Herter with quality minutes exit. And right now, for I think the first time since the beginning of the second half, the starters are on the floor together. Graves steals some of the momentum back with two free throws, 81-78. Rindles to Franken, back to Rindles, and now Kachi. It's a zone defense for Briarcliff. Kachi moves to his left. There have not been many shooting openings for Kachi in the second half. Now Franken at the elbow. Franken goes right at Williams. Pulls up for a 14-footer off the rim. Flying in for the rebound is Waltersdorf. He goes up and hits it off the back iron. Rindles another chance. He scores! Nathan Rindles. Now with 13. It's back to a 5-point lead as Williams takes a three and banks it in. Ricky Williams with a bank shot three. That was nothing more than an answered prayer from the top of the key. Apparently the bank is open at 10:09 on Wednesday evening. Free throw, jump shot, Franken, money. 85-81, Franken is in a heck of a rhythm right now. 85-81, Dort by four, 3:14 to go. It's a 30-second timeout, and we'll take a 30-second break on 88.5 KDCR FM. 3:14 on the clock here at DeWitt Gymnasium. If you're just joining us late, first of all, where have you been? Second of all, my name's Sam Ekstrom. And third of all, we have had two of the most dramatic and pulsating games of the basketball season. Maybe one of the better doubleheaders in recent memory. The first game went to overtime. Briarcliff and Dort in the men's game have been locked in a battle as Dalton Franken has taken the steal. Dalton Franken lays it in off the back iron, and Nathan Rindles flies in for the rebound. He's contested by Forbes, who knocked it out of bounds. Dort ball. Franken nearly brought the house down with a coast-to-coast scoop and score. Franken with an unbelievable second half. He's got 19 points in it, 21 for the game. Lob pass is stolen away by Briarcliff. Homan takes it. Back the other way to Odding for three. Back rim, no. Ball loose. It's tipped around. Controlled by Forbes. Forbes drives and has an open Williams, who lays it in from the left side using his right hand. A huge game for Ricky Williams. In the second half alone, he's got 14, 26 for the game, 85-83. Dort clings to a 2-point lead. 2:30 left. Kyle Lindberg, 18 feet away, working against Homan. Ball fakes, dribbles, spins, off the glass. It's no good, and Williams snares the rebound. He's fouled by Waltersdorf, and that's going to be it for Tyler. Waltersdorf went in for the tie-up, and unfortunately, he's whistled for his fifth foul. And that is the first of potentially four defenders to go. Rindles, Lindberg, and Den Herter also in trouble. Coach Dama will conference now with his players still in the game. That's one of the allowances when a player fouls out. They bring in Den Herter with four. He has been interchanging with Waltersdorf most of this game, competing with Williams down low. Big applause for Tyler Waltersdorf. He fouls out with 14 points on the game. Ricky Williams now goes to the stripe, shooting two, and he makes the front end. 2:18 left. Williams shooting for the tie. What a remarkable game this has been. Only appropriate that it be tied in the final 2 minutes. And it is. Timeout called by Nick Nelson. 2:18 on the clock. A full timeout. Let's take a 1 minute break. You're listening to Dort Men's Basketball on 88.5 KDCR. Be right back. 85-85. 2:18 left in this dramatic, spine-tingling contest that has been close throughout. Briarcliff led momentarily by 8 in the first half, but really it's been a one or two possession game the entire way. And the best part is that these two teams will meet again later on this season, and hopefully in a playoff game, because this has just been phenomenal. Kyle Lindberg controls at the free throw line. His back to the basket, now faces it. Works against Holman, picks up his dribble, lost his dribble. He's double teamed, gets rid of it to Franken. 17 to shoot, under 2 minutes left in the game. Kachi bounces down low to Den Herter, backing down Williams, goes up strong, had it blocked, but Rindles is right there to set it in. Nathan Rindles, one of the shortest guys on the floor, so scrappy, goes after that offensive rebound. 87-85, Dort on top with 1:40 to go. Slashing in the lane is Otting. Otting missed the layup, but Holman got the rebound. Holman goes out now to Graves, who slings a pass underneath dangerously to Otting, who scores on a fadeaway four-footer to tie it up. Graves with a dangerous, fancy pass, who found Otting, and it all worked out for Briarcliff. 87-87, 1:15 to go. Rindles bounce pass to Lindberg. Lindberg, a ball handoff to Franken. He'll go one-on-one with Otting. Jump stop, fadeaway shot, back rim no. It's tipped away by Rindles, but controlled by Briarcliff. Graves will walk it nonchalantly down the floor. Ironic, considering the circumstances. Here's Forbes. The crowd, one by one, coming to their feet. 50 seconds to go. Graves gives to Forbes. Bounce pass now underneath in the short corner. It's Holman. He's backing down Franken. Fadeaway shot. No good. Ball tipped up off the rim. Out of bounds. And a huge decision here. The referees conference. It's Dort ball. seconds left. There's a 5-second differential between the shot and game clock. Dort can hold for close to the final shot, but they can't get it officially. They're going to hold this thing down. Dalma calling instructions to Rindles, who now gives to Lindberg with 22 on the shot clock, 25 now on the game clock, a near steal. Rindles now gives it to Lindberg. Lindberg back to Rindles, who's defended by Forbes. There's 10 seconds on the shot clock. They give it to Lindberg. Their star senior moves to his right. Off glass. No good. Rebound Graves. Under 10 to go. Graves going coast to coast. Swatted away by Kachi. It's out of bounds with 3.4 seconds left. And Briarcliff will have a shot for the win. Austin Kachi with a game-saving block. But Dort does not control their own destiny now, as Briarcliff can win it at the buzzer. We've got a timeout. And a full timeout. Let's keep it right here during the timeout. No breaks. 87-87. Nervous time here at DeWitt Gymnasium. to recap the last sequence, it was Kyle Lindbergh going hard to the right. He missed the driving shot, and then Graves took the rebound. Graves, who stands at 5'11", went the length of the floor and tried to win it with 5 seconds to go, and Austin Kotchy sent a message with a huge block. Unfortunately, it ricocheted out of bounds off Kotchy. So that's going to be Briarcliff basketball. They'll be throwing in on the near sideline, near the corner, 3.4. Goodness. Heart's pounding a little bit harder now. Dort led by four with about 4 minutes to go, but Briarcliff, as this game has gone throughout, they have battled back and tied it at 87. An incredible finish here, and we may be destined for back-to-back overtime games in this doubleheader. Not sure many of us can take another 5 minutes of this, but we're 3 seconds away. A late night of drama at DeWitt Gymnasium. Graves will enter this ball in. They want a timeout. They want a timeout, and they don't see, and they finally do. Dalma was calling for a timeout, screaming for it, but the crowd noise was too loud, and they didn't recognize the timeout until they saw Dalma signaling with his hands. A full timeout taken by Dort, and again, let's keep it right here and keep the momentum building, or excuse me, keep the anticipation building. 3.4 on the clock. Game tied at 87. This Briarcliff team averages 89 per game. You gotta hope they don't end up with 89 here. And who gets the ball for Briarcliff? Do you go down low with 3 seconds left and try to draw a foul? Williams has been a tank all game, 28 points. Odding has been solid, but relatively quiet in the second half. He has a quiet 20 points. That is when you know a guy is talented. Hard to know what to do if you're Dort. They've already lost Tyler Waltersdorf to disqualification. Lindbergh, Rindles, and Den Herter all with four fouls. That sets the scene. And we come back on the court with Rindles guarding the passer. The passer is Graves. They've got Homan, Odding, Torres on the floor as well. There's an inbound to Torres, handoff Graves. It's knocked away with 1 second. He carried the ball. He carried the ball with 0.6 seconds left. Kotchy is lobbying for more time. Will the referees grant it? They're conferencing now. There's 0.6 on the clock. Graves, the freshman, turned the ball over as he tried to wheel around the lane. 1.2, plenty of time. Dort College can still win it at the buzzer. And a timeout called by Briarcliff. It's going to be a full timeout. And correction, timeout Dort, full timeout Dort. Both teams have one remaining. Wow, Shane Graves did a give and it got a pass in to the left wing, then received it. Kind of like a give and go on the perimeter. Graves took a couple dribbles around the perimeter and tried to slice down the lane, but in the process, he carried the basketball, and the referees generously granting Dort the extra time. 1.2, that's enough time for a catch, a dribble, and a shot. And if Dort can get away to put this ball in the cylinder, you may not hear anything except a volcanic eruption. There may be seismic activity in Sioux Center for the first time. 1.2 on the clock. Game's tied at 87. A gut punch for whoever comes up on the wrong end of this one. Rindles, Kachi, Sumner, Lindbergh, Franken on the floor. Rindles to trigger, defended by Homan. Crowd on their feet. Rindles gets it in, right wing. Sumner for the win! Oh, it was online, just a bit long. Let's go to overtime. It was an NBA range three, about 24 feet out. He elevated up high and got it to the rim. And from my vantage point, it looked very good, just a tad long. The freshman Sumner with ice in his veins skies up to take the shot. Just off. Let's take a 1 minute break. This is Dort Basketball on 88.5 KDCR. 5 minute overtime. And unfortunately, it's setting up eerily similar to how the women's game went. Hopefully, Dort reverses the fortunes. The women had one foul out late in the game and then lost two more in overtime and were very depleted going into the extra session. Briarcliff in that game, like Briarcliff in this game, had a chance at the end to win and could not. We have a fresh jump ball in the center circle. Lindbergh against Williams. There's the tip. Kachi snares it away from Odding. Kachi pulls up, gives it to Den Herter down low. Over to Rindles, top of the key. Here's Kachi. Now Franken. Left wing Franken, bounce pass. Lindbergh against Holman. He jabs. He backs him down. He spins to his left, wide open. The quick spin move, and Lindbergh kisses it off glass. Now underneath, it's Ricky Williams. He traveled. Williams took a huge hop inside, and the freshman turned it over. Dort by two. And the momentum in Dort's favor, you got to think right now. Crowd on their side, many of them on their feet. All the students are. Nathan Rindles across half court to Lindbergh. And Franken had it go off his noggin out of bounds. Unfortunate bounce there. He was trying to make a move before he caught the ball. And Ricky Torres will come get Williams right in front of the student section. Student section doing the Duke, sticking their spirit fingers out all around the head of Torres. And now Graves brings the ball down. 4:10 left in overtime. 2-point Dort lead. Right wing Odding, left-handed drive, hangs, misses the shot against Lindbergh, and Lindbergh gets the rebound. Kyle across half court. He's met there by Holman. Zips a pass to Rindles on the right side. Finds Kachi. Thought about skying up for a three. Chose better instead to pass to Franken. Now to Rindles. Wide open lane. Count the bucket. It's a 4-point lead. 91-87. There's a dangerous pass by Graves over to Harold. Harold has been silent all game. A drive by Odding. Left hand. Knocked down by Lindbergh. A huge block. And a 4-point lead for Dort as Franken flies to the hoop and banks it in. Dalton Franken brings the house down with a fast break layup. And it's a 6-point lead for Dort. Oh my heavens. ...93-87... ...3:21 left. Let's recap that one for you. Kyle Lindbergh with a man's block inside. He's second in the GPAC in blocks, and he should get about two for that one. He slammed it off the glass, and Franken took it from about two-thirds court all the way to the rack. He jumps like a gazelle laterally through the lane and kisses it high off the window. A minute 39 played in overtime, and Dort has stolen the momentum, 93-87. Playing with three guys with four fouls, Rindles, Lindbergh, Den Herter, they're all on the floor, and they're staying in there. And they want to make sure that in case any of them have to foul out, that they get this lead built up early. Still plenty of time for Briarcliff. Here we go again. Buckle up. Right side. And a give and go with Torres. He's blocked by Den Herter from behind. He equals Lindbergh with a huge block from the rear. Now Rindles gives to Kachi. Dort can lead by 8 or 9 with a bucket on this possession. Franken bounce pass. Den Herter scores. An 8-0 run for Dort. 2:50 to go. Torres up top. It's controlled by Clay Harold. Gives it off to Graves. Otting over to Harold. He throws it to an empty space, but it's picked up by Torres. And he's fouled by Den Herter, and Den Herter is gone. Den Herter reached at the ball from behind, trying to get the ball away. And Den Herter's going to get a rousing ovation. Let's listen. Den Herter leaves with 16 points. Better than doubles his average. And they bring in Brian Sumner. You heard the roar. That's because Torres missed the opening free throw. How much fun it is right now to just take in the sounds of this crowd. Torres makes the second. But the important thing is it's still a three-possession game. That all-important 7-point margin. Lindbergh to trigger against a full-court press. Gets it to Rindles. Rindles will be patient and give it back to Lindbergh. And they break the press with relative ease. 2:25 left. Dort by 7. Sumner goes over to Rindles. Crosses over against Forbes. Finds Lindbergh underneath. Missed the shot but got his rebound. Kicks to Kachi. Dort can kill a lot of time. Kachi now in the corner. Circles around Otting and passes to Franken. Kachi on the left wing. Bounce pass Lindbergh. 2 minutes to go. A 7-point Dort lead. Lindbergh trying to add to it. Kachi for three. No good. Front rim. Rebounded by Holman. Graves in transit. Pulls up at the 3-point line. A three from Harold. No good. Rebound Franken. Harold has been nowhere to be seen. Their second leading scorer. And Otting just fouled Rindles on the way down the court. That is the third foul on Otting. Rindles now makes the first free throw. Dort has exceeded their season scoring average of 93. They're now at 96. 96-88 the score. Austin Leffler checking in. A minute 41 to go. Dort with their most comfortable lead thus far of 8. Rindles with the second. There's a three right off the dribble by Graves. It's no good. And the ball's loose, scrambling for the rebound. Blue jerseys, they get it. Leffler thought about a three, and Sumner's all over him, so he gives to Graves. Graves goes in, and he misses the layup, and a whistle on the rebound. We've got a push against Briarcliff with a minute 20 to go and a 9-point lead. Dort College is in the driver's seat. And they have overcome so much in this game, losing Waltersdorf. Now losing Den Herter. Trailing by as many as 8. They fended off a last possession by Briarcliff. And Rindles now at the line to give them a double-digit lead. Bingo. Rindles has hit the 20-point plateau. Holman checks out in favor of Torres. And the second free throw is true. 99-88. Victory seems within their grasp. Graves kicks to Forbes for a three. Good. Rattling it home. Nearly got fouled by Kachi on the play as well. There's some extracurricular activity after the play. Otting and Lindbergh are now being talked to very intently by the referee. 99-91. Briarcliff clinging to a faint pulse in this game. 69 seconds to play. We'll take a 30-second break. Be right back. This is Dort Basketball on 88.5 KDCR.
God is an artist, and you're made in His image. We worship a God who delights in the creativity and artistry of the humans He created. And that's why the arts are so important at Dort College. If you're an artist, musician, or actor, Dort has a place for you where you can use your talents to glorify our creative God. You can find your place in the studio, in the concert hall, and on the stage. And most of all, you'll find your place in God's world. I'm Choral Director Benjamin Cornelis, and you can find out more at dort.edu.
Back to the action here at DeWitt Gymnasium. Dort running an out-of-bounds play to try to break a press, and they do, up ahead to Rindles. Now Franken, here's Sumner. He is blocked from behind, and a steal by Briarcliff off the block. It was a good-looking shot, but a three by Otting is no good. There's a rebound try and a bucket by Poland, 52 seconds to go. Back to a six-point game. Up ahead, here's Sumner. Sumner needs to just back the ball out and take care of it. There's Franken to Lindbergh, and there's Kachi. 99-93, Kachi is fouled. So to recap that last play, Sumner seemed to have a wide-open layup in transition, but a flying, nifty-looking block from behind by Briarcliff gets them an extra possession, and they pull within two possessions. Now Kachi to the line. Knocks it home on the first attempt. And Austin Kachi, one of the two seniors on this team, scoring his first point of the second half or overtime. He's the best free throw shooter on Dort's team. 89%, and he's 100% on those two. 101-93. Graves, coast to coast. Dort does not want to foul, and they essentially let him score. 101-95. Kachi. Trapped in the corner, needs to get rid of it. Timeout called. Timeout called by Coach Dalma, and a smart one with 29.9 on the clock. Dort has this game in the bag as long as they don't commit a turnover and make a free throw or two per time at the line. They just need to hold on to the ball. And that timeout is very smart by Dalma, with Dort in a sticky situation underneath the basket, near the corner. A game for the ages from DeWitt Gymnasium. And the 28-game home regular season winning streak appears to be on the verge of moving to 29. It's been going on since Valentine's Day of 2011. When Sioux Falls knocked off Dort 71-70. They did suffer one playoff loss in that span, but this team has been virtually unbeatable at home, and their mettle has been tested in a way that we haven't seen before. There hasn't been one overtime game on this court in that stretch. Briarcliff has done what very few other teams have been able to get close to. So credit Nick Nelson and his squad for hanging around and making this a game to remember. Wow. Briarcliff has big things on the horizon. No seniors on that team. Four freshmen, five sophomores, five juniors. Dort, equally young. Eight freshmen, three sophomores, two juniors, two seniors. Lindbergh will inbound. Dort lines up in front of him. They send Franken deep. Lindbergh instead opts to pass it short to Kachi. He's fouled immediately by Forbes. Forbes picks up his third. It's a moot point now. Two shots for Dort's best free throw shooter. On the year, he's 33 of 37, nearing 90%. He gets the first. And it's now that all-important three-possession lead for Dort. Dort has surpassed the 100 plateau for the fifth time this season as Kachi makes number two. Graves down court against Rindles. He's fouled. And a big block after the whistle by Lindberg for show. He has got some kind of vertical. Nathan Rindles committed that foul. And the purpose it serves is it gives Rindles a chance to receive a rousing standing O from this crowd. Alex Terpstra checks back in the game. Dort leading by 8, 23 seconds to go. Graves will shoot free throws for the Chargers. And he misses. Briarcliff is not going to go out of this game with any bullets in their gun, but they need to convert these free throws if they want to have a chance. It'll stay a three-possession game regardless of the outcome here. He misses both. Kachi going for the rebound. It's knocked away by a Charger and then off Kachi. So it'll be Charger ball. .6 on the clock. That far from a Dort overtime victory. Graves, nowhere to go with it. Finally finds Poland, who's wide open. He got Kachi napping. 103-97. Here's Franken. Fouled by Poland. The Grand Rapids, Minnesota native. Three fouls against Poland. 17.7 to go. And the game inching ever closer to its inevitable end. Franken goes to the line where he has been perfect in the second half, 9 for 9. And a successful jinx there by the announcer as Franken misses on his 10th attempt of the half. He's now 9 of 12 for the game. Big free throw to make it a three-possession game. Good. 104-97. Graves across half court, defended by Sumner. Drops it back for Forbes. A three. Back rim, no. Rebound by Franken. He'll give it off to Kachi. And Kachi goes ahead to Terpstra. Terpstra will dribble it out. That's it. Dort College wins. And the crowd loves it in Sioux Center. 104-97. A remarkable game from DeWitt Gymnasium. One we won't soon forget. What a punch in the gut for Briarcliff, who played their hearts out, one of their better games this season against one of their best foes of the season, against the number 12 defenders, and Dort will strengthen their conference championship campaign, though early. Briarcliff will drop to 4-1 in conference and be leapfrogged by Dort, and there is one less unbeaten now as Briarcliff loses their first conference game of the year. They're now 8-4 overall. And they become 3-3 on the road. A hard-earned Dort victory to get them to 11-1 and 4-0 in this young conference season. They are still perfect at home for the third consecutive year in the regular season. Coach Ross Dalma gets his 108th career win. Dort wins 104-97. Let's take a 2-minute break and catch our breath and be back for some post-game wrap, and shortly we will have Coach Ross Dalma after a victorious locker room, I'm sure. 2-minute break on 88.5 KDCR-FM. We rejoin you back in a victorious DeWitt Gymnasium where Dort wins a thriller, 104-97 in overtime. And while we wait for Coach Ross Dalma to exit the celebratory locker room, oh, he is now, in fact. Let's run through the scoring totals very quickly while he gets here. For Briarcliff, they were led by Zach Otting with Ricky Williams with 28. Zach Otting with 20. 9 points for Shane Graves. 8 for Matt Berg. Ricky Torres with 7. Brian Forbes with 5. 3 for Clay Harold. 1 for Austin Poland. For Dort College, Dalton Franken with 22 second-half points, and he really grew up in this game. The freshman scores 24 total, a quiet first half and a gigantic second half. One of the biggest reasons that Dort comes out victorious. He kept them afloat with some huge buckets and clutch free throw shooting down the stretch. 21 points for Nathan Rindles. He fouled out very late, including 13 in the second half. 16 for David Denherter. He also fouled out. He was very impactful and did a great job against the Briarcliff Bigs. 14 points apiece for Austin Kachi and Tyler Waltersdorf. Tyler fouled out in this game as well. 12 points for Kyle Lindberg. Kyle was really kept pretty quiet by Ricky Williams and Austin Holman. They did a great job against him, but Lindberg still manages to get in double figures. 3 points for Alex Terpstra to round out the 104 points for Dort College this evening. And we are seconds away from being joined by Coach Ross Dalma. And Coach, as we get your mic set up here, just a second. Some game, huh?
Some game. Okay.
Coach, I really have no words, so why don't you just have a few of your own. What was the mood in the locker room after this victory?
Well, you know, first off, I think Briarcliff played an outstanding game. I thought it was a shame, and you hate to sound too cliche, but that either team had to lose tonight. I think both teams felt that they executed really well. Just a whole host of really good players on the floor tonight making plays. So hats off to them. I thought our kids did a good job of staying with it. I don't know that we ever felt really good about where we were at. It seemed like we were always playing uphill, and finally we were able to get on top a little bit in the overtime. But I thought our guys did a good job of being tough when we weren't always so good, especially defensively. We just weren't always so good. I think we had some guys grow up as well. I think Dalton Franken had an outstanding game, obviously, but he did not have a very good first half at all. Foul trouble, turnovers, and things just weren't dropping, but he stayed with it and obviously carried us for a big stretch in the second half and really showed why, you know, he's not only one of the best freshmen, but just one of the best players in our conference. I thought our seniors, Austin and Kyle, weren't at their best tonight, but I thought their leadership and toughness and willingness forward, I thought was really important. I think that was a point of growth for us. I think Nathan Rendles was really good. David and Herter really played well. And Tyler Waltersdorf did as well before fouling out. But we got good minutes, from Sumner and Nabla and Terpstra tonight as well. It was a game, of course, where foul troubles plague in both teams, and so you get put in situations where the rotation is just out of whack. And at the end of the night, you just got to hope that, you know, the things that you really, really impart in terms of toughness and character will somehow win out. And fortunately, we were able to do that.
Looked like Ricky Williams really gave your bigs down low a hard time. He was fantastic. Can you comment on that and what your game plan was against Williams?
Well, he came in averaging, you know, right at 5, and we obviously felt that we needed to take away, you know, Otting and Harold, which I thought we did a good job with for the most part. It was a struggle. Now Williams, of course, is a freshman, big-bodied kid, and we felt, you know, that at some point in the season we might be a little susceptible to some size, and we were, and so we had to find some ways to figure that out. But he was outstanding for them tonight.
Were you nervous at all going into the extra session with Waltersdorf fouled out and 3 other guys with 4? Did you feel like your guys would play maybe a little tentatively, or did you think they would just play loose and play normally?
Well, it wasn't a good situation, you know, with the foul situation with all those guys. But it is what it is, and you just can't play tentatively because they're going to ram the ball down our throat, which they did, you know, for the better part of the night. Just felt we had just one or two key stops that were able to get us over the top. We were able to stretch it out to a 6-point lead in overtime when Dalton made a swooping layup there. And then it was just kind of back and forth, and we hit our free throws down the stretch.
Do you view this big emotional victory as something that you can really buoy you forward going into the middle of the conference season?
Well, I don't know that there's, you know, such a thing with regards to garnering more momentum. I mean, it certainly beats losing, no question about that. But tomorrow we have to wake up and you look for ways to get better, and certainly there are many. And then we have to go down to Concordia on Saturday, and everything is canceled out. You know, we're only as good as, you know, our last game that we play. And that's going to be a little difficult to convince a young team or a team with as many youngsters as we have. That's going to be the challenge going forward. But at the same time, you know, we do, like you said, Sam, we do want to capitalize on the momentum as well. So it's a fine line. It's a fine balance trying to figure that out.
Well, I think it was one of the more emotional and dramatic games played at DeWitt Gymnasium in a long, long time. And we're glad you came out on the victorious end, Coach. It's been a blast.
Thanks for covering us tonight, Sam. Appreciate it.
You bet. That's Coach Ross Dalma following a 104-97 overtime victory for the Dort Defenders. We thank you very much for tuning in this evening. It has been a heart-rending night of basketball between the women's and men's games. Both go to overtime. Unfortunately, a split. The women lose by 8. The men win by 7 in OT. My name has been Sam Ekstrom, and I thank you for tuning in for the broadcast. We hope you have a wonderful night. The next broadcast will be on Saturday at Concordia. Thanks for tuning in.